This is John Batchelor from a much longer conversation with the author Tanya Branigan and journalist. Her new book is Red Memory, The Afterlives of China's Cultural Revolution. This is The Red Guard Remembers. And Tanya, in examining all the anecdotes, takes on the question of why are they remembering this so sentimentally? Why are these now senior members of the Chinese society talking of these moments of horror and fear throughout the land when people were reduced or murdered? And Tanya brings forth a very fresh understanding of how teenagers become sentimental about their teen years that might have been very difficult for their parents, for themselves. In any event, here's Tanya explaining why it is that so many of the Red Guard, now having survived their lives of violence, and with the memories of those hard times, can speak of them in a fashion that's autobiographical, at the same time heroic sometimes for them. Here's Tanya.
So I think people do have very strong memories of their adolescence. We know that psychologists talk about what they call a memory bump between about the age of 15 and 25, roughly. And these are clearly such intense experiences as well that it's not surprising perhaps they would recall them and even find sort of pleasure where they could. And nostalgia as well is always about what we think of the world today, isn't it? So people were looking at a world in China that they saw as being much more focused on money, thinking much less about other moral values, perhaps, where there was growing inequality, there was grotesque corruption in many cases, and people were really harking back to what, in a sense, they saw as a more innocent time, as strange as that sounds. And that was obviously easier for people who'd had a less painful experience of the Cultural Revolution. But in some cases, even people who had quite bitter experiences still wanted to meet up and talk about it and perhaps gain some sense of meaning, a feeling that it wasn't all just wasted, that there was some purpose to their experiences. And it's not something that's unique to China, of course. You think about a show like The Waltons, it's odd that, you know, there's this immense affection for the 1930s, a time of immense poverty and difficulty and even desperation for many people, and yet one that somehow has this rather rosy glow around it now.
Much more of this later.